Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul. Steve Hunt is on vacation today. And today my guests are Krista Schwarting, Kevin Bennett, Dick Reichman, who are here to talk about Cyrano's production of Freud's Last Session. And I understand that there's only two actors in this play and one director, and that's who I've had, who I have here.
You can fit us all in one small radio studio.
So, you're directing. What's the play about?
I am directing. What it's about is it imagines a meeting that never actually happened between Sigmund Freud, the famous psychoanalyst, and C.S. Lewis, who is a prominent Christian theologian who is probably best known for having written the Narnia books. And what would these two men have talked about, debated about, said to each other if they had ever actually met?
Fascinating. Just fascinating. So which one are you playing, Dick?
Well, I'm Freud.
You should know that by the white hair.
Yeah, I'm growing out this beard in order to look like him, but I look in the mirror and I don't. The beard helps a little.
Well, most people don't know what he looks like anyway, so it won't matter. Kevin, you must be...
Lewis. C.S. Lewis.
Yeah. That must be exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is. Very, very thoughtful character and certainly humorous and intelligence, so that's fun to do. It's fun to bounce around with that with Dick.
Yeah, it's fun to get on stage with a really good actor and just the two of us hash it out.
Well, because the play is hashing it out, I take it.
Well, you know, that's so interesting to me. This play, I keep thinking, you know, I go every year to the Valdez Theater Conference, as you do, Jean, and we talk about plays and play structure. And I look at this play and I say to myself, what would they say about this play at the conference? Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't have a play that's about a debate between two intellectuals. You got to have some sort of a big curve or something. Well, actually, the play works wonderfully well. It played 3 years off-Broadway in New York. Audiences are fascinated by it, but it has the very unusual structure of basing its interests on an intellectual argument. And that's something you're just not supposed to do in the theater, and yet I think it's a wonderful play. People have sat in or read parts of it are fascinated by it. And so it breaks all the rules and works.
Good. I'm looking forward to it. Well, Kevin, what do you think about it?
Well, I disagree, Doctor. I think the play has a very defined structure.
Oh, you see what I'm dealing with.
Yes. The play, yeah, certainly there are a number of discussions and opposing viewpoints expressed. And, yeah, that's all fine and good, but the play does have a dramatic arc, if you will, and in some ways subtle, in some ways intellectual, in some ways very emotional. But it works on a number of different levels and appeals.
Well. And one of the things that I think is interesting about it, going back to what Kevin said, is it's set in September of 1939 on the brink of Britain getting into the war. So there's this historical push behind it. They're waiting for news all day. While they're having this conversation, they're waiting for this momentous event that could be happening, and that adds an extra level of tension and really sets it nicely it grounds it in a historical time period, too. But these two men are at very different points in their life. Lewis is really in the prime of his career, and Freud is at the end of his life. And they knew of each other, certainly, but they never actually met. So it's all conjecture.
Like, sounds like a wonderful play for me, anyway. I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, I think that in our moment in history, people are more interested in religion and religious subjects than they were in Freud's time or any time since. So the fact that this play actually boils down not to a whole intellectual analysis of what these two intellectuals stood for or thought about, but it actually boils down to a theist versus atheist argument. And as such, it brilliantly reduces arguments and brilliantly relates them to the lives of these people. So but it's basically focused on that one issue, and I find it fascinating. I find it fascinating to see good arguments for atheism because I don't usually hear them. We usually think of atheists and ridicule them. Freud emotionally relates to atheism as a kind of maturity. He sees religion as a kind of childishness, and that is an insight into it that perhaps only World War II could have provided. But it's fascinating to me that the atheist becomes a moral stance, a stance of maturity and deeper understanding and acceptance.
I think it, well, that's not going to do a discussion of atheism. I happen to be one myself, and I have been since I was 12 years old, but it happened very quickly to me. But that doesn't mean I am perhaps maybe more likely an agnostic, but that doesn't mean that I'm not interested in religion.
Absolutely, as Freud was. And I must also say that the arguments for religion that are given by Kevin's character, C.S. Lewis, are intellectually really advanced and knowing and wise. So this becomes a wonderfully intelligent argument.
Well, you two are some of the best actors in Anchorage, so it must be really interesting to watch this. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Krista Schwarting, Kevin Bennett, Dick Reichman, talking about Cyrano's production of Freud's Last Session. And we'll continue talking about this interesting play, intellectually interesting play, but how about other things? Are people going to enjoy this?
Absolutely. I think it's, as Dick was saying, it's a very smart play. It definitely rewards someone who can focus and who really wants to listen and hear the point and the counterpoint in the debate. But it's also very funny. These two men were wonderfully human. Lewis has a terrific wit. We know, I think, more about Freud's persona than we do about C.S. Lewis, but Lewis, as he's portrayed by Kevin, is wonderfully sort of urbane and witty.
Well, good for you.
Well, that was
typecasting, I think.
Well, I don't know. I think Lewis is very provocative, but in a very intellectual but compassionate way. Certainly, he humors himself. And Freud, and that's a good thing to do. But when Krista says that the two characters are wonderfully human, they each have their story that they're playing out and reliving at the same time. And that's a nice bit for the audience to enjoy. They get to come along for that ride. And it's a good one.
Oh, good, because I was sitting here thinking that we're not making this play sound very attractive. We're making it sound like an intellectual discussion instead of a play. But it is a play, I take.
Well, sure. Woven into the conversations of these two men are small pieces and bits and references of classical arguments that I'm sure many people will find interesting, but they've woven it into the conversation such as not to provide quotations, but certainly to live through the expression, and that's really quite a nice way to do it.
Well, even if you aren't interested in the intellectual argument at the debate, the reason to come see the play is you have two great actors going head-to-head for 80 minutes, and that's worth seeing by itself.
Well, I was just thinking that, in fact, I think I commented on the fact that there were two great actors.
I'm really lucky. I think this play could be dry. I think if done badly or by actors who were not up to the task, it might not be a very exciting play.
Kevin, we better behave.
Well, you know, the sword fight in the middle is like
really
the climax.
Makes the show. Yeah.
Oh, did I? I didn't mean to give that away.
Are we going to take the nude scene out or what?
No, the nude scene stays in, but the water balloon fight is it comes right near the end. That's the great.
What about the food fight?
Yeah,
food fight's good. Yeah, they got to clean that up after we're gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our poor stage manager.
So, how did you come to get cast in this? You went out and tried out, Kevin?
Well, that was quite a nice surprise. You know, the opportunity presented itself, and Certainly after, you know, knowing a little bit about the script, it seemed to be a great opportunity to, you know, work with Dick on a play that had some real merit. And certainly that was quite a nice opportunity.
Who chose this? Did you choose it or did it get presented to you?
I think Sandy Harper chose the play.
Sandy did choose the play. It did, as Dick said, just complete a 3-year run off Broadway where it was wildly popular. There's also a production in Chicago that a member of my family saw that has been running for, I think, almost 2 years. So this is a play that's been very successful in regional theaters across the country. I think because it's a vehicle for great actors.
Okay. Oh. And it's funny in parts.
It is. It actually has humor woven through it. So, yes, don't let us make it sound like it's this terribly dry intellectual exercise.
Well, yeah, Lewis has got his British wit, and Freud's got his sort of Yiddish-Jewish humor,
Stick.
Dark humor.
So they come up against each other? Do they understand each other's wit?
Well, you'll love that scene, let me put it that way.
Yeah, we don't want to give that away.
Okay.
No, they have an argument about humor.
They
which
do.
Which is really wonderful. It's one of my favorite parts of the play.
Well, I think it really is extraordinary the way that it weds its intellectual content with its theatrical entertainment value. There's kind of a marriage there between content and dramaturgy that is kind of unique.
That's very good. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I don't usually miss anything, so I'm sure I will see this play. But we're just kind of winding down about time, so I want to thank you all for coming. And then I'm going to ask you to stay and help me read the calendar since Steve
sure.
is not here today. Thank you very much, Krista Schwarting, who is director, I presume.
You. Yes.
And Kevin Bennett and Dick Reichman, who are the only two actors in the play. The play is Cyrano's production of Freud's Last Session. And thank you very much for coming. And now help me read the calendar.
Thanks, Jean.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar, and remember, for another calendar, or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org.
Anchorage Community Theater is auditioning for their show At Home with the Clarks on January 6th and 7th at 6 p.m. The show will run March 8th through 31st. You can call 344-4713 for more information, or go to their website, which I believe is actalaska.org.
Alaska Fine Arts Academy will be holding auditions for their next production, which is Amy's Attic. It's Friday, January 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday, January 5th from 12 to 2 at AFAA in Eagle River. That's at 1234 Old Glen Highway, Suite 200. That's right above AIH. Performances are going to be Fridays and Saturdays, February 15th through March 2nd. Please call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
Next weekend, January 5th and 6th, one of the best well-kept secrets of theater, the Alaska Overnighters, will be held Saturday and Sunday at APU's Grant Hall. These are amazing short plays written in 12 hours and produced, fully staged, in another 12. Well-known local playwrights are given a choice of subjects and a cast at 8 one evening and required to write a play for them by 8 the next morning. The cast and director must have it memorized, rehearsed, and on stage by 8 that evening. Each evening has 4 or 5 different plays. The times are 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. The place, APU's Grant Hall. No reservations necessary. Tickets at the door.
At Cyrano's, Freud's Last Session opens next Thursday and runs through January 27th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.